save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
We're ready to go, Randall. Are we up? Are we up? Really? Because I ain't hearing nothing. That's on me? Huh. Well, then that's fine. Oh, look at that. There we go. You know what? Well, you know what's really good is when you turn up the volume to your headset. It's just an amazing thing. Remember, what did I tell you before the whole thing started today, Randall?
You knew you were going to screw something up.
There it is. Can you bring up Rich also?
Oh, you don't have me.
There we go.
There we are.
See? Robbie.
Fresh meat's back.
Fresh
and
meat
Robbie's
is back.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, he's coming back for more. We didn't abuse him well enough yesterday or last weekend, so fresh meat's back. So there you go. Hey, good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? Well, you can give us a call. It's 877-711-5611. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 877-711-5611. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, we're going to be talking with Jesse Beyer, and he is from Guaranteed Rate. And we'll find out what's going on in the mortgage industry.
Oh, the G-Spot.
The G-Spot. There you go.
Yes, that's the name of the ballpark they sponsor now.
There you go. And maybe we can ask him for tickets.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, God knows I have plenty of them for a White Sox game. I don't think anybody goes.
Oh, no. There's people out there. And, of course, Clutter Clarity. That's what everybody sticks around for. That's what everybody listens to the show for. And that will be presented by Robbie Earhart. And in the third hour, we'll be taking your phone calls, answering your emails, catching up on the rest of the stuff, and closing up the show in the third hour. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, that's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
And in the next segment, we'll talk construction.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It just gets longer and longer.
Uh-huh.
Seems like it.
Yeah. What?
Well, we had a delay of game.
Yes, we did.
We started out with a hold.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it. That's okay. We had a rain delay right out of the box. I think that was part of the problem.
Because we thought we were all set up. We just didn't have the volume. So.
But that's strange because I was talking to you before the show started absolutely fine.
Right.
And then, boom.
Yes.
He flips a couple of switches.
Good morning.
Boom, done. Gone.
Boom. I'm going to have a sun delay for a while.
A sun delay?
Yeah, because the time is just perfect that the sun is right in my eyes as I'm driving. I can't see.
So you still see spots.
And it's the glare is coming, and it was foggy this morning, so I couldn't see to drive.
Uh-huh.
So
you still made it on time, though.
I know, but
you parked a little crooked.
Whatever.
Did you hit my bike doing that, too?
Maybe.
I'm blocked in.
Maybe.
She's parked crooked.
I'm here. I'm just saying I might be late a little bit once in a while.
Uh-huh. Because it's that time of year.
Yeah, it's that time of year, so I have to drive slower.
Got it.
Yeah, because I can't see.
Uh-huh.
But yes,
can't
I still see. Have spots.
I hate when that happens. Although it's better than having snow on your windshield.
Oh, then I'll be real late.
Exactly. There we go.
Maybe Fresh Meat could pick me up on the way every.
Oh, is that what it is?
He's like, yeah. What neighborhood are you in?
Kenilworth.
Oh, yeah. Wrong way.
No, that's not going to work.
No.
That's not going to work.
Dang.
Although he could come down into the city, pick you up, and then come here. I don't see a problem with that.
Me neither.
Okay.
Randall?
See?
Any problem with that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right. Oh. Cool. So are we
Ron and I don't see a problem. Yes, let's talk home improvement.
There's been two recalls.
Yes,
this,
yes.
This past week. One of
Randall,
them,
turn off the audio on Skype. I'm banking.
Click, click, boom, go. Done. There we go.
All right.
And then, and
thank you.
And his picture went away, too.
It'll be back. Skype quit, dropped out, or he disconnected me, but we're good. It'll be there in a second.
So, anyway.
Look at my picture.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, two recalls.
Two recalls. One, Ford has a recall on their F-150s.
Yeah, but it's only the passenger side seatbelt.
Oh, is that all?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't. I just saw seatbelt recall because it catches on fire.
How does that happen?
It's the automatic locking device. So, do you ever hit the brakes and notice you can't lean forward because your seatbelt locked?
Right.
So that's what it is. Apparently, it sparks when that engages. It creates more sparks than they would like, which thus risk of fire.
Catches the carpet on fire that's underneath that bolted on part.
Probably. I mean, so it's probably slim to none, but. Obviously, if it's a recall, it's happened.
Uh-huh.
I'd be more concerned if you're hitting the brakes that hard, you're about to hit something anyway.
Right. Yeah, you might have more problems than a fire. So.
Yes.
Yeah, you might need to pay attention to the road a little bit better, and then you don't have that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What's the other recall?
The other one, very surprising, and much, I think, equally, if not more dangerous, is Rigid. Has a recall on their shop vacs for the past 3 or 4 years. The switch will fall out of the housing and can come in contact with whatever you're vacuuming up, which, since it's a wet, dry vac, if you're vacuuming up water, you could have an issue with that water coming in contact with the electrical switches.
Yes, I could see that.
So
that would be bad.
Yeah, that's not good. So... if you call Rigid, though, what they'll do is you just show them what you've got.
And they send you duct tape?
Yeah, they send you duct tape. They will send you a new top to your shop vac so that gotcha. Way you can just drop a new piece on there. Robbie is just pestering Randall to no end right now.
Robbie, do you really want to mess with the guy that controls your sound and video?
Or the titling?
I can leave at any time, Randall.
Yes.
Ron
your
and
captions?
Ron and I have an agreement.
So first she's standing all the way on her tippy toes, making Randall adjust the camera. And then as soon as he got done, she sat down.
Right.
So that's how that works.
So these recalls,
yeah.
The only reason I know about them is because of you.
Okay.
So what about people who aren't listening to Mighty House Radio Show?
I mean, that's
a pretty important one.
Yeah. Oh, no, that shop vac one is huge. And.
But you could go to the Consumer Product Safety Council and they have all of those listed.
Right.
Hello.
How often do you go?
Nobody does that.
Right.
877-711-5611. Do you check every day to see what product that you have might be on the safety, whatever Rich just said?
No, but nobody goes around and exercises the valves in your house. What you should do and what you do.
He said it.
It's 7:15. I'm just saying, Rich, should people go check that every day?
No. Once a week, something like that. You could scroll back.
Yeah.
Okay.
877-711-5611.
But here's the other side of that. How many times do you buy stuff and you do not register it? Because you don't want them having your email or your address.
Yep.
You know, if it's a large purchase, you tend to register the warranty.
Right.
But if it's something, let's call it disposable, you don't bother.
Right.
Well, if you registered the product, they could contact you when there's a recall.
Could.
Mm-hmm. Could. So are you ready for this, Rich? The last tidbit on the shop vac?
Hmm.
The shop vac is built by, you know, some company, and it's just tagged rigid, right?
Right.
Guess which ones are having the problems? Only the ones that are made for Home Depot. The ones that are made for...
Rigid.
That are made
shop
for...
Shop vac? You mean the ones that are actually made for shop vac or whomever?
Right. Those aren't having a problem. So it's the manufacturer making the product to a price point to fit Home Depot.
Yikes. Yes.
And that's what caused the problem, in my
opinion. So I guess we're not going to get them on as a sponsor.
Yeah, not anytime soon.
And right. We're fine with that.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Robbie. Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. And, hey, Randall, we've also got that Smart 265 to get dropped in there. Okay, cool. It was just a reminder with everything else going on this morning. I thought I might bring that up to the top of the list.
I got to get it in the newsletter.
Yes, that too. Hey, and you know what else you can do is you can follow us on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Mighty House. And you can join up right there and help support the show. And for $1 a month, you will be entered into the Klein Tools drawing. So every month we're going to give away a pair of pliers, a screwdriver, some fancy thing from Klein Tools. So
there you go.
For $1 a month, you'll be entered into that drawing, and every month we'll draw a name and you'll be entered. So go to patreon.com/Mighty House and you can follow us right there. It's patreon.com. Mm-hmm. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, what do they got to do?
Oh, just shoot on over to mightyhouse.net. It's mightyhouse.net. Contact page, first, last name, email address. Click on submit. Boom, done. Get an email every Friday just letting you know what's going to be on the show on Saturday.
Right. And
Plus the links to all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
All the links. That's the important thing. You're driving down the road right now and you can't get, you know, write down that whole thing that Ron just said or what I just said. Just go to mightyhouse.net.
Yep.
Sign up for that newsletter.
Yep. Okay, Robbie.
I'm slow on the internet today, Randall. I don't know if there's anything going on. I have it
plugged in. There's a hurricane.
To the cable, and usually I don't. But it's funny because it's really slow, but I'm finally getting on to Facebook. And there's a whole bunch of people who are watching us online.
Yeah.
So good morning, David, and Lance, and Wally, and George, and Catherine, and Larry. I know, it's like the thing. But I wanted to say...
It's like the thing.
You know what I mean.
It's like romper room.
It's like romper room. But Catherine wants to know if her MAGA-RAD is in the mail yet.
No, I didn't do that yet. Oh. I didn't. Sorry, Catherine. I have not done that yet. Oh. I have.
And here she was hoping to be cleaning out her water heater tomorrow.
I know. No, it's on my desk. It's boxed.
So it's close.
It's boxed up. Along with the bubbler. I can't remember who won the bubbler last week, too. But the bubblers are ready to go, too. What's a bubbler, Robbie? Now that you can explain it.
A bubbler is something I'm trying to give away, but nobody has
responded yet.
Yeah. So I'm having a little contest about my pet peeve about socks when it comes to clients and their homes.
Right.
So I said, if somebody wants to guess what my pet peeve is.
Before clutter, they will
win a bubbler.
Which is when
they may win, the rules go. You may be able to win a bubbler or whatever.
You explain what a bubbler is.
A bubbler is a level. But we got this cool little thing. You could hook it on your belt. There's a little sticky notepad in there. There's a measuring tape in there. There's a bubbler, which is a level. There's a little pencil in there. It's really awesome because who hasn't measured something and then tried to remember, okay, that's 18 and 3/4 by 2.5, you know, whatever. So there's a little, it's really cool. There's a little pencil in there.
Pencil
and notepad. So you could just write down everything that you need to.
But that's what Robbie calls the bubbler because it's got a level on it.
Right. Now, I know that a bubbler.
I think that's called a pen.
No, the bubbler is the level. I know that a bubbler is really what
Don't water... try, Rich. Just forget it. Let her go. Let her go.
She's on a roll.
A bubbler is fresh meat. Don't just get out of radio. I'm just saying. Disrespectful.
Don't listen to a word she says.
I'm talking here, people. And then you know what? People like send me emails like, you're so rude to those boys, those nice boys. I'm like, I'm rude to them?
Yeah.
I'm talking here. So you take the little pen and you could write your measurements on here, which sounds weird. But
No,
you write your dimensions.
You write your dimensions.
That all the time when I trim houses. I have a little spiral, you know, those little tiny notepads, spiral notepads. I keep one of those in my trim pouch. I go and measure a room, write them all down in my window dimensions. Then I go out to my workstation and I chop up all my wood.
Bump, 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 bump. And there you go.
And then you start fitting it and you have to trim them.
Yeah.
To make them perfect. That's why we call it trim.
This is so cool. So anyway, if you could tell me what my pet peeve about socks and clients' homes is.
You'll win a bubbler?
You're eligible to maybe, if we get it all the rules right, win a bubbler.
Okay.
Yes.
Like those rules. Robbie rules are good. Those were good ones. I like that one.
The number to call is 877-711-5611. That's a bubbler. It's a mightyhouse.net bubbler. It's very cool.
Bubbler tape measure.
You know who doesn't
measure?
Have one?
No, who?
Fresh Meat.
Fresh Meat doesn't have one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I can fix that.
Catherine, I'm with you. That's not the answer. People have socks that don't match, and they keep all the solo socks. Well, I like keeping the solo socks for a certain amount of time, the solo socks.
Yeah.
Because I can usually find matches. But you know what gets me? This is not... What?
My daughter doesn't even worry about it. She grabs two socks and puts them on. It doesn't matter what color they are, anything. She's
on a go. As long as they're the same style. You can't like one ankle one and one knee one.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can. Just two socks. That's all you need. Grab two socks out of the drawer, put them on, out the door you go.
Or something wrong with that. And this is not my pet peeve, but I'll tell you a funny thing. If sometimes I have clients who will have a weekend house in Michigan or a summer thing or whatever, and I'll find one pink high-heeled shoe or a sock or whatever, they're like, oh, it could be at my Michigan house. Yeah, well, it's been 2 freaking years that I've been cleaning your house or organizing your house, and there's still a pink high heel here. I'm going to say... Get rid of it.
Cinderella? Oh, look at that.
That's really awesome.
Excellent, Rich.
I knew we were going to do socks today.
It's really, really awesome. I love it. People watch us on Mighty House Radio Show on the Facebook machine. It's pretty darn funny.
Entertaining. It's entertaining.
It is.
We'll have to do that for Rich. When Clutter Clarity's going on, you just have to, whatever she's saying, you just do this the whole time.
Yes, I'll do it. Yes, yes.
Hey, what's his name?
You didn't read it? It says Haynes. He's got a tattoo with his name. It says Haynes.
Slow clap.
So, Ron, you also posted something on Facebook that was kind of scary, this new law that they're trying to pass in Maryland.
Oh, no, I did not post that. Did I? I don't think I did.
I don't know if you posted it. You sent me the link to it.
I sent you the link to it because...
It's scary.
And it's already been passed in some other states.
Yeah. So to explain, Maryland general contractors are to be liable for subcontractors' employees' wages.
Did you hear that, Robbie?
I was busy because Catherine told me to Google how to fold socks.
Oh.
So I was doing it. Say that again. I'm sorry. I'm listening this time.
So general contractors will be liable for the subcontractors' employees' wages. So in instances where the subcontractor has stiffed their employees,
okay,
then the general contractor's on the hook for it.
And has to pay them. So
So we already get waivers from material suppliers and so on, showing that their supply houses were paid prior to make final payments. So what do I have to have, call all the employees and get a waivers for payment for wages?
Yeah, I know. I mean, how do you prove that? And at what point is it? Is it, you know, how long can they wait before they come after you? Like a year or two later or 6 months later? That part I didn't understand either. But, I mean, if I hire a drywall company.
Okay.
And we pay the drywall company and we get a waiver of lien showing that we've paid them. And but then he never pays his people that actually installed the drywall and taped it. Those people then can come after me as the general contractor and ask for wages to be paid.
But you have a lien showing that you...
A lien waiver, yeah.
No, we have a lien waiver showing the subcontractor was paid. But so an employee of a subcontractor can bring action against their employer after 2 weeks of delay in payment after they were supposed to be paid.
Wow.
So if the employee has not been paid in 2 weeks, he can bring action against his employer. That doesn't sound that unusual. I think Department of Labor in almost every state will allow that.
Right.
But I think where this gets further is that the court may award the employee an amount up to three times the wage they're owed, along with reasonable counsel and court fees.
Jeez.
And then it further says that, in a rather broad way, that they can, if the employer disappears, you can go after the general contractor for what you're actually owed. And I'm like, well, that's just stupid.
And how do you even prove that those guys were on your job? What stops them?
Exactly.
What stops them from just, making claims?
I
that
agree.
That sounds very scary as a person that hires subcontractors.
Well, that's what this paragraph. This latter condition may make it quite difficult for general contractors to determine the legitimacy of certain claims. General contractors are typically not in possession of the necessary documentation, in which case claimants are employees of third or fourth tier contractors.
Yep.
So this makes room for fraudulent claims to be made. And this is always the problem. So whoever passed this or sponsored this probably did it with a good intention.
Right.
To make sure that people didn't get stiffed and employees got their paycheck. But they just stopped writing things. And then they open it up to litigation. Oh, that's right. They're all lawyers anyway.
Yes. There you go.
That's the problem. I mean, it's just not a well thought out bill.
Nope.
But hey, let's pass it. You know what? Let's pass it. We'll read it later.
Right. Yeah. And there's just, like you just said, too, though, let's say I hire a drywall company to hang the drywall, but then he subcontracts it out to another drywall company because he's too busy. So now, like you said, you've got third layer. So even though I hire somebody that I trust and he hires somebody else that maybe he
trusts.
Maybe he just met him, something new. He doesn't know. And now, all of a sudden, I become liable for the drywall that is four tiers down.
Yeah, and actually, almost everything we do down here is like that. Everybody is a paper contractor, except for the few guys running around with hammers.
Right. Yep.
You know what I mean? We are. Everybody we deal with is a sub of a sub and so on.
Yeah. So, I mean, it gets to be pretty crazy there. So, luckily, that's not happening in Illinois.
Yeah.
Where was that? Virginia?
That was Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. There you go. Same thing. Yeah. Close enough. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
Bartlett Tree Company. There you go. Squishy Ball. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. Podcasts of previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. You can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. and you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at
MrFloor.com. All right, I'm going to post this, how to fold a sock.
Uh-huh.
Please.
How to fold a sock?
It's ridiculous, because who has to fold a sock?
Don't you
like
just
it?
Go like this, you put the two together, and you go like that, and...
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Done. In the drawer.
Okay, I'm going to post this video. Unbelievable.
I mean, unless you're in basic training and and you've got to have your foot locker inspected, then they are folded, ironed, and placed in there perfectly.
You had to iron your socks?
Because there couldn't be any creases. So,
well, you'd put a crease if you ironed it.
Well, yeah, but they were folded flat, so then they were nice and crisp. You'd fold it over, iron it again, and then you'd place it all in your foot locker. And then you only wore, you had all full stack there, but you only wore two. You constantly swapped back and forth, washed one, kept one. That way the whole foot locker would be clean and neat and orderly, except for the clothes you had on and the ones you were washing, and the rest would stay in there. Perfect.
Right.
Underwear, your shorts, all that stuff. Everything was folded, click, boom, done, nice. So when you got called for a quick inspection, everything was ready to go.
Okay, so while we're doing all this stuff on the other side, so George and I actually apparently are having our own little thing going on the side here.
Okay.
But going back to that employee wage thing in Maryland, he brought up a good point. He says it's on account of misuse of employees being misclassified as subcontractors.
Ah.
So now you go get a bunch of guys out in front of the box store to work for a day.
Right.
And then you stiff them, but they're just 1099 anyway. There's, you know what I mean? They're not my employees.
Right.
So you think you can stiff them. So that actually, not only does that make more sense, but it's actually even scarier because now I don't even actually have to have a job to go complain.
Right. Right.
I can walk. All I got to do is go by any job site that has a camera with a 2x4 on my shoulder and go, see, I was there that day and they never paid me.
Yep. Yep.
I was supposed to get cash at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that's not good.
No. So so now I guess as the general contractor, you need to request the receipts from ADP showing that they were paid or something. And you have to have a payroll service to prove
but if
that
it's a subcontractor, you wouldn't even have that.
No, but I mean, you'd almost have to request it.
Yeah.
Why would a general contractor be hiring anybody then?
Well, see, like us, liability. I know our vendor pack, it's like 70 pages, but we actually, there's a section in there. If you use temp labor, we need the company and their insurance and so on.
Right.
We have to make sure it's all good.
Right. Right, right. Well, and then if you, like, again, going back to our drywaller, if he just pays the guys cash under the table to do that, you know, there's no proof of any of that they've been paid. So even if he does pay them cash, they could still come back and it could still blow back on you. How do you, and as a general contractor, how do you prevent that from happening? You know, what?
Surround yourself with good subs.
I guess. Yeah, but I mean... You know,
I mean, that was the unfortunate thing about moving. I mean, when I left, I had a sub base that I worked with for years, and I absolutely enjoyed that.
Right.
And it made my life so easy doing work. You know, once I put the electrician in, I knew it was good. I put the plumber in, I knew it was good. I'd still go check it.
Right.
But I didn't have to babysit.
Right, right, right. You knew who was on your jobs and who was going to be taking care of your clients.
And I knew my clients' homes were safe. No, they weren't rustling through underwear drawers and doing creepy things.
Uh-huh. Checking out the refrigerator and the medicine cabinets?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the phones here real quick.
Okay.
Oh, are you there?
Hello? I'm here, Will.
Hey, Will.
You there?
Hey, you're on Hi. Mighty House.
Good, how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, good. Been doing good. This week has been a lot of people, condo associations and other people calling me with regards to problems with split face block.
Uh-huh.
And I've had guys who call me realtors who the people are buying the place and they're split face block and they want that looked at, and then condo associations, and I've talked to Lance about a couple of them this week. And basically, you've got the small condo associations, you know, three unit guys, and they don't know what they're doing, and they don't have adequate reserves,
right?
And they run into this problem. And then they are always balking about the price to fix it. And then they'll go out and they'll find, you know, so I make recommendations for who to fix this stuff because I trust various people and I see their work. And then they come back. back and says, well, that's expensive. And I go, yeah, because you want it done right. And then they go out and they get another guy, you know, two guys in a van, you know, and they come over, and they're, all we have to do is seal it, which you don't seal split face block that's properly been constructed. And, you know, back and forth and this and that, and they're calling me with all these different quotes. And I'm like, look, I gave you my best, you know, evaluation of what it is and how to fix it. If you want someone else to do it cheaper, fine. But guess what? It's going to come back to haunt you.
Right.
And the problem that you have here is that these you know, three families, usually millennials in these condos, they have no idea what they're doing.
No. Well.
And, you know, so it's just very strange. And they never have enough money in the assessments because they never get reserve studies.
Right. Right.
And then you're getting all these people now who are going around pushing that you not only seal block, but you also seal brick, which you never seal brick because there's no reason to seal brick.
No.
And it's just...
It's brutal.
It's one of my rants. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of...
That's good.
Going nuts with it.
I got a call this week. I looked at some electrical work and gave them a price, and they called me back and said, but I've got a quote for a third less or two-thirds less than you. It's a third of your price. And I said, well,
have fun with that.
That's right. I said, go ahead and use them. And they go, no. We don't trust them.
We want
you to do it for that price.
They really said that?
Yeah. Because I trust you, but I want you to do it for that price. And I said, well, I don't even know what's on that contract. What are they including?
Yeah, exactly.
And they said, well, yeah, but I've got the contract. Here, I'll send it to you. I said, I don't care. I said, that's fine. You, if that's the price you want, you hire those people. And if you want us, you have to pay our price.
But I've also had people do that where I ask them to send it to me, and then when they send it to me, it's so bare bones.
Yeah.
I just laugh. This isn't going to work out well.
Yeah, it's a number written on the back of a business card. That's not
pretty
a contract.
Much. No, that's not. That's a quote.
Yeah.
That's a guesstimate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they call them contractors, because they work according to a contract.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a contract that says, we're going to drywall this room, and they come in and they drywall the room, but they don't tape it, they don't finish the taping, they don't prime, they don't paint, they don't do anything like that, they've completed the contract.
Right.
And you'd be surprised how many times I've had people go out and I look at a roof job or I look at a various job, and I say, yeah, the job is substandard, it's a crap job, but guess what? They fulfill the contract, so you got to pay them.
Yep.
Well, that's not fair. Yeah, that's what it is, you know. You're supposed to be intelligent. You're supposed to read things before you sign.
Supposed to read things. And, you're supposed to call references. You're supposed to check the Better Business Bureau. It's not that hard to protect yourself.
Right. Hey, Will, did you look at that six-layer cake of a roof? Did you look at that this week, or was that
I
a buddy
that.
Of yours?
I saw that.
No, that's a buddy of mine that sent that in.
That's awesome.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
There was one that I saw. It was a flat roof that had about that many layers.
Ugh.
But the center of the roof, I looked up at the attic space. You know, it was a flat roof, but I could look up there and see it.
Right.
And there was a big bulge going downwards, and it turns out that there was a couple of the rafters that were cracked, and so it bulged down. And so whatever they would put a new roof on it, they would just fill the depression with tar.
Oh, no.
And, you know, it was tar in the felt.
Right.
And so they just this huge bulge in the middle. It's amazing.
Oh, man.
Realize, too, for people, the big cost now for replacing a roof is the cost of the dumpster, because they consider the shingles to be a toxic waste because it's a petroleum product.
Right.
So, you know, you got guys who come in and say, oh, we'll do it for cheaper. We'll just put a new roof on top of the old.
Mm-hmm.
Which is allowed by code in most places. Like, I think it's two or three layers in Chicago. But on the other hand, if you put new shingles on top of old, you avoid the warranty of the shingles.
Right, and it cuts the lifespan in half.
You also cut their life down by about half.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And it's
But I think that's the thing, though. FHA and VA won't allow more than two layers. So
right.
if you've got two existing,
right.
you have to do a tear-off. If you're FHA or VA financed.
People who are listening on the radio, what you saw, because we know what picture you saw and posted. But you guys are talking about something that people's...
There were like six layers of shingles on this roof. And it was probably, what, about 3 inches thick, it looked like? What?
Seven.
There was
seven. It was more like 4 or 5 inches thick.
Oh, seven layers of shingles.
Yeah.
If you count up, there's seven layers there. There are architectural shingles.
Well, that's...
And the realtor posted it as the house is having a new roof. And I said, well, that's fine. It's a new roof with six backups.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
And, you know, the thing, just talk about the weight. You were mentioning, too, about the rafters. Were there any cracked rafters, things like that? And, you know, imagine the weight of those things.
Yeah. Well, let's call that dead load. That stuff's 275. An architectural is 275 pounds a square,
right.
Seven loads. I mean, you're close to a ton per 100 square feet or half ton per 100 square feet. It's not designed for that.
Wow. That's absolutely... Well, that's where you tear the roof off and you put a single layer back on and all the ceilings crack because of all the weight that was lifted off of it, and the house like expands back out and breathes again, and all the ceilings crack because everything's going back the way it should be. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've got this these condos. I had this one condo where the condo board president wants one thing and one of the owners wants another, and they're yelling back and forth, and I don't know if Lance is going to get involved with this one, but it's just a mess going on. It's just going back and forth, and they keep calling me, and they keep saying, "Can you talk to him? Can you talk to him? Can you talk to him? Can you talk to him?" And I'm like, "No, I'll talk to him, but dude, you know, it's your responsibility."
Right.
And they put this off. I've had one condo that's put off fixing it for 3 years, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Wow.
And I'm scared that their trusses are going to rot.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have all kinds of problems because then you've got a structural repair.
Exactly. All right, anyway. we got to run. We got to run, Will. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks for letting me vent.
No problem. We'll be back right after this with the tip of the week.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 877-711-5611 and get advice from the experts themselves.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live. Tune in at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you can let Trixie know, somebody just came in the foyer. We'll get that squared away. And?
Foyer.
And then?
I like how you said foyer.
It's the foyer. This is a fancy place here.
It is.
You know, that's the difference. If you have a small little 500 square foot house, you might have a foyer. But
no, it's a vestibule.
Okay, there you go. That too. See? So you can follow us on Patreon too, Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/mightyhouse, you can join up and help support the show. It's $1 a month. Well, you can do more than that, but $1 a month enters you into the Tool of the Month Club. And you have a chance to win a Klein tool. We'll have different tools every month. And right now we've got the hybrid pliers, Klein Tools hybrid pliers up, which is alignment pliers. It's got the strippers, three wire strippers in it. It's got the cutters in it and the crimpers. Wicked cool tool. It's awesome. Awesome tool. So go to patreon.com/mightyhouse and we'll get you hooked up right there.
Somebody on Facebook thinks you look very slim today.
Okay.
They said either it's the shirt or it's the...
My Mr. Floor t-shirt is very slimming, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we go.
It would be your buddy Lanny.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Lance, mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
So you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. And you will have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And are you ready now for the tip of the week there, Rich?
I am.
It is.
It's coincidence, too, where we went with this whole first.
Oh, is it?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, this ties right into it, doesn't it?
It does. And that, wasn't planned. It just happened.
But that's the show. That's how this works.
Yes.
It is now time for the Your Name Here tip of the week with Rich Cowgill. And I'll hit this button. And that won't be the right button. But this,
wrong button.
But this one is the right button.
Okay, Sparky.
Okay, so Ron can build you anything you want. Just don't let him play with your buttons. that's great. So before I do my tip of the week, Linda, she posted she was looking for a roofer in the area of Kenosha. And obviously, NARI, the National Association of Remodeling Industry, is huge in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Going through the her NARI chapter, I guarantee she'll get a good, reputable roofing contractor.
Yeah, NARI.org for more information.
Yep. There you go. All right, so tying into this whole thing about contractors, I guess, and how you feel about it is, how do you recognize certain terms and phrases that contractors use that make the hair on the back of your neck stand up? You know, so when you're interviewing or discussing an upcoming project and the person says something to you that just doesn't feel right, what amazes me is how many times people have told me that and then they hire them anyway. And, you know, and then at the end, they're like, oh, this job went south. And you're like, well, I didn't have a good feeling in the beginning.
But he was the cheapest.
Least expensive.
Yeah, least expensive and could get to it in my time frame. That's another good one. They could get to it quickly.
Yeah. If you don't feel comfortable standing near the contractor, I'd say move along. There's no way it's going to turn out well. I mean, if it just, you know how that vibe?
What?
Or,
yes. You don't feel comfortable standing near the contractor?
Yes, I have heard that. Yes, I have heard that. Yes.
Have you not ever just, I mean, not just a contractor, anybody, you just get a bad vibe or they're in your space? Like maybe they're a close talker.
Well, I will tell you, as a female, that happens a lot.
Especially when you come on Saturday mornings to this place right here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. So that happens. But how about if you bring up a legitimate concern? You're concerned about handling all the payment schedule, how they're putting two boards together. And don't worry, we do that all the time. If they do that without giving you a logical or lucid explanation, I'd be kind of scared. Like me, if a client asked me, why are you doing it that way? And as long as they don't put that last part on there, like I saw Norm do it this way or I saw it on this old house, that's when I want to slap the person. Because they're in Boston, they're in Florida, you know, you're in Chicago, we have to do it a whole different way. But I will stop and I will say, we have to do this because of air filter, whatever. You know what I mean? I explain why it's being done that way.
And right.
Go, oh, cool.
Right.
All right. One of my favorite things are I help
raindrops
people
on roses.
Shy away from magnetic signs.
Whiskers on kittens.
I hate magnetic signs. Today a plumber, tomorrow a roofer.
Yeah.
You know, and I always think back, and that's because my sign of my age, but the movie, oh God, I can't remember the name. I had it in my head. But anyway, he had the tow truck signs in there, and it was, any which way but loose.
Yeah.
So his brother was a tow truck driver, and he had all the different company signs, logos on magnetic signs.
Yeah.
The police would call in a tow. He'd slap the side on the sign and go tow the car.
Right.
All right. So when you see some of that, you ask to see some of their past work, and you find the same photos doing a simple search on Google.
Yeah.
You know, these are all my jobs. And I give you an example is the wine room racking, like, you know, the cable system.
Right.
Have you? I don't know if you ever use that. I do it a lot.
No.
If you Google it and look for suspended wine racking, it's stainless steel cabling, like cradles.
Right.
The picture that comes up was installed by the guy that I hire to do ours. But it's all over House and Pinterest. And so when a designer sends me a mood shot, it's always his. And I just laugh. I'm like, pinching stuff, are we?
Yeah, excellent.
Okay. How about no license or registration? Well, that's kind of a tough one in Illinois because you don't have to be licensed or registered in most towns. It's just, you know, you don't.
Well, you don't. I mean, there's no state licensing for a
So that one's always
a general
tough.
Contractor. But,
right.
But you do need to be licensed within the town. You know, they want their $50 bucks.
I would say 99% of them, but Flossmoor does it.
Oh, really?
Register. Yeah, you just register.
Oh, okay.
You're not licensed. So, and you don't have to get bonded in a lot of places as long as you have insurance. You know what I mean? It's get crazy.
Yeah, so check with your local municipality, I guess, on that.
Right. So here's another one, though. If you just had a guy come in to remodel your kitchen and he just spent the last 15 minutes telling you how many basements he's done, he just might not be the guy for your kitchen. He might be okay working below grade, but sometimes we just don't want him out in the light.
There you go.
If a contractor shows up late for the initial meeting, that's a bad start. If he doesn't show at all and you accept his apology and reschedule,
shame on you.
Oh.
Bats,
are you...
never. One chance. I mean, barring a snowstorm or something, maybe something extreme, no.
Is it okay, if I call and tell you I'm going to be late?
Yes.
It helps, but at least you're communicating.
No, I think
but
that's
it's
okay.
Still, I know, I treat my time as valuable, their time is valuable. If I tell you I'll be there at 8, I will be there at 5 to 8.
Yeah.
I am never late.
Well, I
don't like that.
I don't either, but sometimes I got to finish a job and I got to get wrapped up. I just can't leave the job. And then that's my problem.
Well, I get that, but that's why I don't do sales calls on work days. You either go to work or you do sales calls. You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of, it's how you manage your time, but that's between you and I.
We'll talk about that.
You're just telling Ron he doesn't manage his time well?
That's what he just said, yeah.
Wait, it's 7:57. Can you save that clip? 7:57, save that clip.
So ask that's about payment one. Schedules as the job goes on. The down payment should be enough to get the work started, but not enough to buy a new truck.
There you go.
So I have a few more of these we can pick up later, but I got to do this other part here now.
Okay. Hurry up.
So if you missed the tip of the week or parts of this one, you can listen to it by going on the on-demand page at mightyhouse.net or read it on our blog page at mightyhouse.net.
This All right, we'll be back right after this.
Mighty House will return.